Welcome to Public Safety Talk Radio, the podcast for all of our heroes in public safety, including law enforcement professionals, firefighters, EMTs, corrections officers, healthcare workers, and more. The show is produced by the POC Way and is founded upon its Soundness Initiative. This episode is sponsored by AmTrust Warranty and Specialty Risk, a provider of line-of-duty death loan protection through many of our POC Way institutions. I am Ken Bader, your host for Public Safety Talk Radio, and I'm continuing our little special series or segments this season, going through the time zones of America and making sure that our law enforcement families know the credit unions in the POCUA that are available to them. Today, we're going to go over the East Coast or the Eastern time zone, which is going to take the longest because we're blessed with a number of credit unions serving police officers and their families on that Atlantic seaboard. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to start there at the top end there at the north with one of our great credit unions that have been a supporter of the POCUA for quite some time, and that is the City of Boston Credit Union. And it's my understanding that they are able to serve all first responders throughout the state of Massachusetts. So even if you're not in the city of Boston or in the Boston metropolitan area, if you're located in Massachusetts and you're a law enforcement family or a firefighter or other public safety professional for that matter, take a close look at City of Boston Credit Union. I do not believe right now at the time of recording this particular podcast that they are offering the killed in line of duty insurance. I believe they're one of the few credit unions that we have that haven't yet adopted that. And I know one of the reasons is they also want to offer it to first responders outside of law enforcement. So I believe, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I believe they are working with our great partners at AmTrust to be able to offer that in the near future. But definitely, if you're a law enforcement family in Massachusetts, take a close look at City of Boston Credit Union. Moving a little bit south to the great state and, of course, great city of New York, we have the finest federal credit union. And I do know they do offer the kill line of duty insurance. In fact, they may have been the first credit union to offer that line of duty death protection to law enforcement families. If you're in New York City, take a look at the finest federal credit union. But if you're anywhere in New York State, I believe they are able to serve law enforcement families throughout that state. So give them a call or look at their website. And of course, we'll have all the websites listed on the show notes of this podcast. So make sure if you're listening to this in the car or while running or something along those lines, if you're running, go ahead and stop running and take a look at the show notes. If you're driving, please don't look at it until you have stopped driving, especially if you're a law enforcement spouse that's interested in the services that these credit unions provide specifically for law enforcement families. So if you're in New York State or city, take a look at the finest federal credit union. Right next door in Connecticut, there is the Police Credit Union of Connecticut, and I believe they have been involved with the POCUA going back close to 20 years in one way, shape, or form. Used to be known as the Greater Hartford Police Federal Credit Union. They are now the Police Credit Union of Connecticut. If you're a law enforcement family in that state, definitely go to their website, take a look at what they have to offer in the state of Connecticut. And I do believe they also offer the killed in the line of duty insurance. Moving a little bit south, Police Federal Credit Union. They offer services throughout the Washington, D.C. area. I know that their primary field of membership was at one point the Metropolitan Police Department of Washington, D.C. I understand they also offer services to law enforcement, especially some federal law enforcement in the states of Maryland and Virginia. So if you're in Washington, D.C., Maryland, or Virginia, and you have and you are a law enforcement family, take a look at Police Federal Credit Union. They are located in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and they also offer the Killed in the Line of Duty insurance. Are you looking to find new podcasts, especially podcasts that are hosted by first responders or serious true crime podcasts? Then I have the podcast for you. It's the First and True podcast, brought to you by me, Ken Bader, former true crime category director for Podcast Magazine and founder of the Police Officers Credit Union Association. Each week, a new true crime or first responder podcast is highlighted through an interview with the hosts. Tune in to get an in-depth look into your favorite podcasters or discover new shows that you really need to know about. Where can you find First and True? Well, you can find it on all of your favorite podcast platforms, but easily find it at the Bader Training and Consulting website. Go to btcinc.net/first-and-true, and you will see all of the new episodes of the new First and True podcast. Right next door is Delaware State Police Federal Credit Union, who I do believe also offers the Killed in the Line of Duty insurance. And I also believe that they serve all law enforcement in the state of Delaware. So take a close look at them. The other two credit unions that we have in the POCUA that are in the Eastern time zone, one a little bit west of the credit unions that we have been talking about is the Knoxville Law Enforcement Federal Credit Union. They serve law enforcement families throughout Knox County in Tennessee. And I do know they offer the Killed in the Line of Duty insurance. And the State Highway Patrol Federal Credit Union of Ohio, located in Columbus, Ohio, serving the State Highway Patrol throughout that state. They have been a proud member of the POCUA practically from our very beginning. In fact, when we went to an official association, if I remember it correctly, State Highway Patrol Federal Credit Union and their CEO at the time, Becky Landis, was the first to officially join the association. So they have been with us for quite some time. So if you are in any of these areas, Massachusetts, look at City of Boston Credit Union, New York, look at the Finest Federal Credit Union, Connecticut, look at Police Credit Union of Connecticut. If you're in Maryland, Virginia, or Washington, D.C., look at Police Federal Credit Union. Delaware, look at Delaware State Police Federal Credit Union. If you're in Knox County in Tennessee, look at the Knoxville Law Enforcement Federal Credit Union. And if you're in Ohio, take a close look at State Highway Patrol. If you're anywhere else in the Eastern time zone of the United States, especially the South, then look at our old friends who I've mentioned in the last couple of episodes where we have covered the different time zones. Take a look at the National Police Credit Union. I know that they have worked with law enforcement in Kentucky and Tennessee, as well as have members in Florida. So definitely if you're in the South and in the Eastern time zone, take a close look at our friends, the National Police Credit Union. And of course, if you're anywhere in the Eastern time zone and you don't have services from any of the credit unions that I already mentioned, which is City of Boston, the Finest Federal Credit Union, Police Credit Union of Connecticut, Police Federal Credit Union out of Upper Marlboro, Maryland, Delaware State Police Federal Credit Union, Knoxville Law Enforcement Federal Credit Union, or State Highway Patrol Federal Credit Union in Ohio, then you really need to take a look at Police Mortgage. I know that they operate in certain places of Indiana. Definitely take a look at them if you're in Michigan, if you're in the South. Take a look at the National Police Credit Union and their other subsidiary of Chicago Patrolman's Police Mortgage. All of those organizations that I mentioned are here to serve law enforcement families. To be more blunt, The only reason for all of those organizations is to serve the financial needs of law enforcement families. So take a very, very close look at them. And as I always like to say, if you're in law enforcement family, if you're a police officer, your spouse of a public safety professional, and you find that you can join more than one of these credit unions that I mentioned, then I highly encourage you to join both or all of them if you can, because many times you'll find that if you can have a couple of relationships with organizations that specifically serve the law enforcement family, I think you're going to find exactly or pretty darn close to exactly what you're looking for. So that's the Eastern time zone. We'll have one more segment like this, which will cover the last but not least time zone that we have in the United States that I haven't hit upon. Yes, that is the Mountain time zone. And that will be coming up in a couple of weeks. But again, thank you for everything that you do as a law enforcement professional. And especially the support that your family gives you. I encourage you to take a look at any and all of our POCUA credit unions. And as always, thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you're staying safe out there.
Public Safety Talk Radio is produced by the POCUA. POCUA is a consortium of financial institutions serving law enforcement as well as other first responders and public safety professionals. To learn more about our association and to find one of our credit unions or service providers near you, go to www.policecreditunions.com. And always remember, if you aren't working with one of our POCUA credit unions, you're just banking with an institution that just so happens to serve first responders. As a public safety professional, you and your family deserve better. Find a POCUA credit union today.